of course, that only means one thing. Out at the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland, it's the Breakfast Club. Sponsored by Ponderosa Steakhouse of Portland and Locker's Touch of Country Gifts. And yes, the arrival of the Jolly One for the Breakfast Club. Let's send it out to John Boggs.
I'll tell you what.
And you know, I mean, I said Jolly One.
Jolly John Boggs. Santa Claus is, you know what? You know Jim Spade, don't you, Jeff?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jim is sitting on Santa Claus's lap right now.
Did you do that?
Huh?
Did you do that?
Yeah. No. I wanted Santa to be able to walk.
Okay.
And the jolly old man's joining us right now. So here he comes. He's had a busy morning. I know he's had at least 35 kids on his lap and a couple of adults.
That's nothing. That's nothing for Santa.
It's nothing?
No.
Just a normal day.
A start of a normal day.
Well, you know, Santa, last year we had you here, and we wanted to go through the Naughty and Nice book, but we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so we didn't do that very well. This year, I thought what I'd do is ask you a couple names here of some people or some organizations in Portland, and you might be able to tell us what those folks might expect to get for Christmas this year.
So, well, I could give them a hint, maybe.
Okay. Well, let's try one and see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Let's start out with Mayor Randy Giesman.
Yes, Mayor Randy Giesman. He's been doing a great job. He's on the good list.
Okay.
He could expect some surprises.
Okay. And what would that be?
Well, maybe the completion of the Lafayette Street extension might be a starter.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'll have my elves working overtime on that.
Yeah, how about Economic Development Director Bill Bradley?
Bill Bradley, yeah, he's doing pretty good, too. He might get an autographed IU T-shirt, you never know.
I'm sure Bill will appreciate that.
It might be my signature on it.
Okay. How about the Portland Parks Department?
Portland Parks Department, well, you know, they work pretty hard keeping the parks looking good in Portland. They do a pretty fine job. They may even get some funding for a new swimming pool.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm sure we'll hear a lot of cheers for that one.
Yeah.
And the Portland Aviation Board?
The Aviation Board, they're just 4,000-foot runway away.
Oh, wow. So you can land that sleigh out there.
That's right.
And then
get in there now.
Yeah. And one of our routine guests on the Breakfast Club, Bob Lyons.
Bob Lyons. He can move the windmills himself. He's kind of windy, but he's a good guy.
I know he's a good guy. I know he's a good guy.
When he's on the naughty list, it's never for very long.
Well, okay, let's get back to an organization. What about the Jay County High School Band?
Jay County High School Plant, they are wonderful. First place at the state fair. I tell you, they really work hard.
Okay.
Not too many bands work any harder.
No, they don't.
They really do. Well, give them all the credit.
Yep. How about one last one here, the Portland Police Department?
The Portland Police Department, I tell you, maybe, you know, Santa might find a good German Shepherd for them.
They could use one.
I find one on the route, I'm going to drop it off.
You know, Santa, it sounds like you're going to have some good presents for everybody.
Well, I'm working hard on it this year. Every year it gets a little busier.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had an opportunity to put on your nice list the good folks down at the Eagles Lodge?
Yes. They've really done a lot to that building. They've worked hard on it. That's really making it.
You know, when you enter the north end of town, you kind of get the Christmas spirit, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, you do. I tell you, they work pretty hard at that.
So what do you think about our group of children?
Good group of kids. They've really been good. They ate well. They're all on the good list. They're all going to get probably some surprises this year.
And you know what?
I heard a lot of requests.
I can't believe how quiet it is with this many children here. I don't want to open the
floodgates. They've really been good.
They have. Yeah. So any special preparations for Christmas?
Well, just the usual.
Yeah. trying to read down through the list, huh? Mrs. Claus, keep that list up to date for you?
Yeah, she's been slacking a little bit, but I got to get after her, too.
This is a big week for her, I'm sure.
It is.
We do have the kids here. I think they were going to sing something for us.
Were they going to sing a song for me?
Were the kids going to sing a song, teachers? Okay. Well, you might want to get ready to do that because we're getting ready to close it up here. But Santa, anybody else on our list here you might want to mention?
Well, I tell you that you have a lot of good folks in this community, and they really do a good job.
Okay.
I mean, they do work pretty hard taking care of the community, and you can tell it shows.
Yeah, you know, we started the show off this morning with Pastor Randy Davis and mm-hmm. talked about his McDonald's gift cards for the veterans, and mm-hmm. I'm working with the United Way. What a great program that is.
Yep.
There's the, and then there's the Giving Tree, and the Women's Giving Circle. There's so many different organizations in this town that mm-hmm. Are charitable, and these children at this age, 3 to 5 years old, are learning to give. And they're growing up. We got a great culture in this town of giving, and it just makes it a great place to live.
It does. It's something to be proud of, kids.
So, well, we're going to have the kids kind of close us out here, if I can get them all ready to sing. So, up to you, ladies. Well, Jeff, that kind of wraps it up for the Breakfast Club. Santa's getting ready to go out. And
you know, I was just sitting here thinking.
And Jeff's
okay,
been on the good list, too.
Thank you. Now, what I want to know about John Boggs. Is he
That's
on the ball
switch,
team?
But he's
okay.
on it this year.
Is he riding kind of the sleigh fence there?
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to say anything about me. I've already paid him, you know.
Man.
You know, I can be bad all year long, but as long as I have Santa on this program, I get back on his good
but
side.
But you know, John, one of the things you did not know is I slipped him a 20 before today's program.
Oh,
so.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, he's got the book.
He's brewing here.
Santa's got the book with him. We're going to go through it before he leaves.
Okay.
So, you know, this is our last broadcast on the Breakfast Club until the first of the year. We'll probably come back in March. But it's been a really good year, and we always do it with the kids here, and they've just been wonderful. So take us out with a little Christmas music, and happy holidays to everyone.
And that's the Breakfast Club being brought to you by the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland and Locker's Touch of Country Gifts.